Hello everyone and welcome to Beyond the Stigma, a mental health podcast that hopes to illustrate that talking about mental illness does not necessarily need to be depressing. My name is Sam, I'm your host and I'm joined here as always by what is essentially a co-host at this point, Rachel.
Yes, I have a promotion.
Yeah.
On-air promotion.
On-air promotion. The paperwork won't back that up.
Okay.
It's only on-air.
Okay.
So we have a habit of, at the end of every year, we do a little podcast just to kind of review the year we've had. We talk about the ups, the downs, the middles, the good bits, the bad bits, all that kind of stuff. So sticking with tradition, we're going to be doing that for 2019. Second year in a row, that is true. Although I don't know where 2018's episode is. It is somewhere.
Floating around the digital realm.
To get us started, Rachel, how was your 2019?
Wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
I'd say it's as we will see, we've had ups, we've had downs.
Yeah.
Lots
of middles.
Yeah. I'd say happy middle.
Well, so we'll start off with January.
Yeah.
So
good place to start.
I was so naive. I started the year absolutely hating my job and thinking, it's fine. I don't need to like my job that much. Sure, there are bad bits about it, but I'm sure there's some positives.
And then it became a very bad job very quickly.
Yeah, there were no positives in that job, and I left. And that was probably one of the best choices I've made. I hated it. Nothing against people that were there. That job was not me.
The shifts did not help.
No, the shifts did not. But obviously, after the initial sheen of, oh my god, I'm free, I've got days to do things, that very quickly turned into, oh my god, I've got tons of time and no money. What do I do? So, what was I like in those first couple of months?
Not at your best.
No.
I would say a lot of sleeping in, staying up late, being a quiet boy.
I remember, we went to Cardiff to see Frank Turner, didn't we?
Yes.
I remember at that gig, I was just really, like, in a bad way. And that says a lot, because I love Frank Turner. I should have been a happy boy, but I was not a happy boy. I was a sad.
I'm trying to think of a way of working in a Frank Turner pun, but nothing's coming to me.
No.
But it did get better.
Oh, shit.
I did it.
We shouldn't be swearing. Pretend I didn't say that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the first couple of months for me were kind of
less than brilliant. Yeah, it was not a lot of fun. I had my million jobs then.
Yes.
As well, which didn't help because you wanted one and I had about four.
Yeah, so you would come home and be like, I've got another job. And I'd be like, yeah, great. Cheers. Give me one, please.
Sure, you can go and teach at university.
Yeah, I could do it. How hard can it be? Go in, tell them to read a book.
Wait till we get to March. The first panic.
My year started to kind of turn around, say, in kind of April, May.
Yeah.
I got a job interview that I thought I bombed the interview. I kind of came away like, so much I should have said, so much I should have done. But for some reason, my boss liked me and decided to hire me. So I started in the start of May and things have kind of been on the up from there.
First time ever you have a job you actually like.
Yeah, I know, it's weird. But I like the job. It's tough. It's challenging. And I spend my days just talking to people about drug addiction and suicide attempts. And talk to lots of people that are very upset with the world. But I really like it because I can just come home and
play video games with purpose now.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just aimless, like, oh, I've got nothing to do in my day, let's play video games. It's like, I'm coming home and I'm actually unwinding, which I think is
important.
Very good, very good.
So, and it's also quite nice that you are 9 to 5 now.
Yes.
And I'm pretty much 9 to 5, so I actually see you now, because one of the fun things about shifts at the previous job, I would go weeks on end without having a day off with you.
I mean, you say that's a positive.
No, we get to really let the resentment simmer now.
Yeah, it's just, I've been meaning to talk to you about it, and on this podcast seems like the best place.
Yeah.
But, nah, I'm joking. You're all right. Doing your
Thank
best.
You. Thank you.
So that was the middle of the year. How was the latter half, would you say?
So I'd say you were on the up. You were loving life, having lots of people crying down the phone to you.
Yeah, that's my favourite.
And that's when my year became a bit less, more stressful, yeah, and less good. So we kind of oscillated there a little bit, didn't we?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it turned out alright. I mean, we're in December now. You know, we had a really good kind of run-up to Christmas. I thought it was quite nice. Very little breakdowns, which compared to previous years.
Yeah, no, you're not a Christmas fan.
No, but yeah, I think it did. Yeah, I think we've done alright this year, haven't we?
It's been a good year. So you got your job and it's been on the up.
Been on the
up. I had a stressful summer. First extended time off in a very long time. I had 6 weeks off for the first time ever.
Yeah, I remember.
Did not know what to do with myself.
You're like, oh, I've got time off, what do I do? And I'm like, just have time off.
No.
Just enjoy not doing anything. You're like, no, I need stuff.
I need things to do. But no, now I've figured out that I can have free time off and I won't explode if I do nothing for a day. That's a good sign.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. So I'd say, yeah, overall the year has been, would you say, positive or negative overall?
I'd say overall positive. I'd say we tipped the scales in the last couple months.
I would say, yeah, I think I would tend to agree. Okay, so now we've done the year in general. Now we'll do best and worst bits.
Okay.
So these are the standout bits. The things that happen that are like, ah, oh, that's sick, or ah, oh, that sucks.
Mm.
So I'll start. We started playing Dungeons and Dragons.
We did. And this is the worst thing ever. Sam's about to say that he hates Dungeons and Dragons so much and he wishes he'd never started playing.
That is not true. If I had discovered Dungeons and Dragons when I was 15, I would have done nothing else and I would be a turbo virgin right now.
As opposed
to the regular virgin, of course.
Yeah.
But I bloody love that game. It allows me to be creative and it's an outlet and I can write all these fun stories as the DM and I bloody love it. And I'll just be like on the computer like, and I'll be like, oh my god, I have an idea, and you're like, it's D&D, isn't it? It's always D&D.
And why won't you write in the crab people?
There are crab people.
I want crab people.
Don't give spoilers. There are going to be crab people.
There better be.
What was a good bit for you?
We became fish parents.
We did become fish parents, that is true. We skipped over the fish in our... So we're looking right now at our four fish. Three of them require special help.
Yep.
They're the, what is it, special educational needs? Is that what you'd refer them to them
I'd
as?
I'd just say they're characters.
Yes, okay.
They're characters.
So we've got one big burly brute of a fish and three smaller fancy goldfish. One has a wonky fin. One likes to eat his own poo.
And the thermometer.
And the thermometer repeatedly. And one that just doesn't have eyes.
Yeah.
Just no eyes.
They're
and you
beautiful
were,
and wonky.
I remember you going to the shop and you were like, oh my god, it might have eyes. And I was like, yes! And then you got it and you're like, it didn't have eyes. And I was like, ah. Oh.
You got it anyway.
Yeah,
though.
We got it. Of course. Of course we got it. He's lovely. I love those fish.
I know. That is definitely one of my highlights. They're my writing fish.
Yeah.
When I'm typing away at the computer, they come and have conversations with me.
Yeah.
They initiate, not me.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Nimby comes and he plops at the top. He's like, Rachel,
he blows bottles
me
to get my attention if I ignore him for too long.
Feed
He's
me
a good friend.
Worms. They're good old.
Yeah, I think the fish are probably a highlight. That was a pretty big moment.
Being fish parents, I finally understand what it is to be a parent.
Yeah.
But I do know now that if we ever have a baby,
yeah,
and it dies,
okay,
I would be able to flush it down the toilet quite, you know, content. I could flush it.
Okay.
And it would be okay.
Yeah, and you know how to feed it bloodworms.
I know how to feed it bloodworms,
yeah,
of course.
Excellent.
Of course. And I know
and monitor its ammonia levels.
Yep. And I know that you have to make sure that it's current, like that it's always wet.
Yeah.
That's very important.
Yep, submerged in water at all times.
Yep. Baby should always be wet. if possible, give them a plant to play with.
You know this is going to be used in like a trial someday.
Almost,
this transcript.
Definitely. So, bad bits. What was a bad bit?
A bad bit. I'm so tempted to say Dungeons and Dragons and just send you into a crisis. No, I like Dungeons and Dragons too. I don't know. I think you're quite right. The Frank Turner concert was tricky because you were at Frank Turner and you were not happy.
Yeah,
and that kind of shows how just how much of a sad boy you were.
Yeah, I think that's
so
true.
So I think that was quite a sad one.
I think. I mean, you're right. Like, I mean, there was always this kind of. There's always this undercurrent of sadness with me. Yeah. It's always there. But you kind of expect when you're doing something fun and you're out in the world that, like, it shouldn't still be there. But yeah. It was still there.
It followed
there.
Us to Cardiff. We and couldn't ditch it.
No, it got on there. Got on the bus with us.
It did.
So, bad bit for me. There was lots of points throughout the year where I didn't have a lot of money.
Yep.
Because of poor spending decisions or just not working. And that wasn't fun. I think I've started.
You've got better.
Getting the hang of that. Money is. I don't think we're super aching for money. I don't know.
No, but we're all right. We're all right. I've checked the bank balance. We're fine.
That's good. Another bad bit. Politics.
Oh, that made you a sad boy.
The world went mad for a little bit. Like,
it's cute that you think the world was ever sane.
Yeah, I mean you're right. But just, yeah, in England there was a general election and it was vitriolic, would you say is a fair word?
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of vitriol.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, so that was a sucky period of like, no, I think there's divisive and crap.
Lots of people fighting.
Yeah, yeah. Good bits, in connection to what you said earlier about bad bits,
yep.
I think we saw quite a few bands and things that we really enjoyed.
We saw a lot of bands and things.
We saw Frank Turner, we saw Gloryhammer, we saw Beast in Black.
I did.
We saw, who else did we see?
We saw Grace Petrie. Or Petrie. I'm still uncertain. And
we saw Jimmy Eat Wild.
Mountain Goats.
Worst bits, Jimmy Eat Wild. They were bad.
Oh, I just wanted him to talk to the audience.
Yeah, just like, they were like, hit.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
I know.
Tell us what you're doing. Don't, you know, you're more than just songs to us, Jimmy.
I
presume he's called Jimmy.
He is called Jimmy. I don't know if I'd say they were good or bad. I personally would say they were in the middle.
I could tell by your face. You were taking a run up to that.
I was.
And I wanted to, like, physically attack you to stop you from saying it.
You knew I was going to make a pun. I always do.
We did a lot of things. And mainly between, like, three cities, mainly.
Yeah.
We saw Do Go On, of course.
We did.
We saw that lovely podcast again.
The best pod.
Yeah, we did a lot. It was a good year for things and stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
There was. Was there any other, like, majorly, like, good bits? Or majorly bad bits?
No, I think the year got better as it went on. I had a dip while I had free time in my life and didn't know what to do.
Yeah, you're mad.
And then it got better because I started a job I really like in September. Again, having had a brief interlude.
So some period of... what that is it's called the summer holidays.
Summer holidays, which teachers have.
You had it and you lost your mind.
I did. I've never had time off before, all the way through college and always worked in the summer. And then I had... Yeah, it's
you
fine.
You did not it's know
fine.
What to do with yourself.
Fine. Well, now I know Dungeons & Dragons exists. I guess I'll just have to build a campaign next summer.
Yeah, that's a solid shout. That's a solid shout. Okay, so I think that's best and worst bits.
Mm-hmm.
Now for the future.
Ooh.
What do you want to happen in 2020?
Mole people.
Mole people. Do you want more people to exist? No, or to take over?
You mentioned Do Go On, and it's impossible to mention Do Go On and not make me remember the mole people.
I mean, you're right,
No, I do not actually want mole people. If this is played in the future after the mole people have risen, I'm gonna look like the bad guy now.
Yeah. just on record, we
do not endorse the mole overlords.
I was going to say, all opinions about the mole overlords are representative of the individuals that said them. This okay. podcast does not take a stance either way on mole people. But, you know, we just need to clarify that.
Yeah, where do we go from that? Sorry.
I think next year, what I want to happen, I would like to get this podcast actually up and running.
Yeah, you said that last year.
I did say that last year, and the problem is, I keep like moving the goalposts. I'm like, oh, I can just do it, but I'm like, no, I'll make it a little series. I'll do all of the episodes all at once with guests. It's such a faff. Like the first barrier that comes up, I just give up.
Yeah,
which I know is not a good way of doing things, but.
I mean, you're inevitably going to set up a D&D podcast.
Inevitably. But we've got a D&D podcast to do, we've got Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcasts, we've got RuneScape podcasts. There's so many podcasts.
No, I'm not your guest on a RuneScape podcast. No, I draw the line there. That's too nerd.
How? Because, you know, the people, my clannies, won't know that I've got a GF. So you need to come on and be like, no, I am.
I will be a liability.
Yeah, no, that's
fine. I'll mention mole people to them. Yeah. And they'll lose their minds.
Know you're not proper.
Exactly.
They'll be like, she's never played.
What are moles called in the RuneScape world?
It's called moles.
Okay. Oh, I mean,
just moles. There's a giant mole.
Oh, stop trying to convert me.
What are we doing with our lives?
I don't know.
New Year's Eve and we're just here doing this.
Yep.
I like it though.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a tradition though.
It is a tradition. Do you have... So, things I would like to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like kind of more of the same. If I can just... I feel like we've got to a good kind of level. I think if we can keep that going, as long as there's not anything too disruptive.
Yep.
I think.
Just keep saving the monies, going to the odd concert.
Yeah.
And working the same shift patterns.
Nice. Yeah, and we can start building things. And we can finally do this podcast.
Maybe.
So you're joining me now. I've said it on this edited... Great. Live podcast.
Right, there's no backing out or deleting the last 5 minutes off the computer when you're not looking.
Nope. Don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, it's a good goal for next year. Next year is my big year.
Yes, your PhD year. Yep, PhD finishing year.
Yes, that is my goal. This time next year, I want to be able to turn around and say, oh, I finished it. It was the easiest thing in the world and blah, 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 blah. And just tell a load of lies. Yeah, Dr. Rachel.
Dr. Rachel.
How it works.
Yeah.
Yep.
But is there anything else you would like to see happen next year? How about some predictions of not what you want to happen, what you think might happen?
Okay.
One prediction. Brexit's going to be terrible.
Okay.
Not necessarily because...
It happens or doesn't happen.
Brexit. No, it's...
Oh, you think it's going to happen?
It's going... Well... It could have been fine.
Yeah.
I don't think it's good, but it could have been fine. But we've just got incompetence.
I think just saying you predict Brexit, just leave it vague.
That's fair.
Does that mean I think you're predicting someone somewhere in the year 2020?
Will Brexit.
Will Brexit.
Will break.
Yeah, someone will do a Brexit.
Yeah. I think, as grim as it is, Prince Philip. Probably Prince
you're gonna
Philip
call...
won't be alive.
Okay, you're calling Prince Philip. Yep.
I mean, we're not getting into Prince Andrew. Oh, no. Oh,
yeah,
no.
I know.
But I don't think...
How did he manage to... You know, that accident, it was...
I know, he should really, like, so I should get him on the pod. We'll talk about his post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, I know.
We can really get to the bottom of why he can't sweat.
I know, it's a medical mystery.
The world is mad, isn't it?
It is
that
insane.
Happened and was an actual excuse that a fully grown adult used.
I mean, if we are going anywhere near Woking...
Yeah, that's
true. We've got to go to that Pizza Express.
That's true.
I want to try that pizza.
Right, we're really getting loose, and this is just gonna. This is going down a line I don't want to go down.
Nope.
That's for our
Yeah, this is the extras and the outtakes now.
That's for Beyond the Stigma After Dark.
Okay.
That's never happening.
No.
I think that's everything, isn't it? That's the year.
Year in review.
That's the year in review. I think we did.
Yeah.
We
You've did got a job well. You like.
Yeah, mental health.
I like my teaching.
Yeah, mental health has been up and down, and there were points where I was like, I don't see what the point of anything is. But we managed to somehow get through a little bit at a time, day at a time, week at a time, and suddenly before you know it, it's Christmas. That was the best bit. Sorry, going back to my earlier segment.
Yeah.
Christmas this year, I thought was very nice.
Yeah, I thought we got a good balance.
Spent time with your family, spent time with my family, and I got to see pretty much everyone.
You were a big pud. I think that's got to be a highlight. You were a big pud. And it's your fault you were a big pud.
So Rachel's parents got us all matching pyjamas, and the boys had a Christmas pudding on it, and it said Big Pud, and all the girls were pretty puds.
We were pretty puds. It was pretty wild. But it's your fault for saying to my mom, hey, we should have matching pyjamas next year. You caused all of this.
Yeah, well, I take responsibility.
You should.
I mean, your mum should be the one taking it. She's the one that brought it.
No, mum does not.
I can't be held responsible for the things I say.
Okay.
I just say things sometimes.
Like a big pud.
Exactly like a big pud. You know that old saying,
yeah.
Speak like a big pud.
Yeah.
And don't think. I'm really tired.
You are. You've been at work all day. It's fine.
But I think that about wraps it up. I think that's everything. So, hopefully, at some point in the near future, we will be back with proper episodes.
Aww.
Proper episodes.
Yay.
On things and topics. And that's one of my targets, is just have a season one of this podcast, even if it's 4 episodes, just so I can say that was season one. Like, I've been saying it for like 2 years now.
You'll get there.
I'll get there. We'll both get there. We're doing all right.
Yeah, new decade, new you.
Ugh.
If anyone posts that on Facebook later,
don't even. They almost definitely will.
Please, if you're listening and haven't yet posted the status, don't do it.
Tag Rachel in it. But thank you very much for listening to this weird rambling. I think it's been a good one.
It's been a good one.
I think it's been a good year, and hopefully, onwards and upwards, next year is just as good, if not better. That's all we can hope for. So thanks for listening, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.